William Morrow and Harper Audio present Your Best Financial Life. Save smart now for the future you want by Ann Lester. Read by Janina Edwards. A note before we begin. Don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider. It contains charts from the book and will be referred to throughout as the enhancement. This book is for Philip and Theo. It's been awe-inspiring to be a part of your lives. I'm incredibly proud of the men you have become, and it's not just because you listen to my financial advice. Introduction. When I was 26 years old, I crammed my life into 3 suitcases and lugged them to Narita Airport in Tokyo. I had just finished up an internship, and I was flying to Italy to move in with my boyfriend. We were starting to get serious, and even though I didn't have a job lined up, I was excited to start my new life. I walked up to the counter and confidently handed my one-way ticket to the agent. The man frowned at my comically large bags and heaved them onto the scale. Sumimasen, he said in Japanese. The allowance is 1 normal-sized bag. You need to pay a fee for oversized luggage. How much? I asked. The man glanced at the scale and punched a few numbers into his computer. You owe 57,000 yen. I'm sorry, that can't be right. Did you say 57,000 yen? I was fairly fluent in Japanese, but I must have misheard him. There was no way I could afford the equivalent of $400. Back in 1991, that was a lot of money, and far more than I had. The agent spun the monitor around and pointed to the screen. It was indeed 57,000 yen. I stood in shock as the other passengers queued up behind me, waiting to check their luggage. Hands trembling, I handed him my Visa card. I knew what was going to happen, but maybe, just maybe. I'm sorry, your card was declined. The passengers behind me muttered and glanced at their watches. Tears welled in my eyes. My credit card was maxed out, and it had been for years. I could barely afford to make the minimum payments. It wasn't supposed to be like this. I went to Princeton for undergrad, got my master's degree at Johns Hopkins, and won a Fulbright scholarship to study in Japan. I had worked on Capitol Hill. I'd just wrapped up an internship at Chase Bank. I had achieved so much, and yet, here I was, a broke 26-year-old who couldn't afford to get her bags on an airplane. How could I expect to start a career managing other people's money if I couldn't even manage my own? As I broke down, rethinking my life choices, the ticketing agent sighed as he eyed the long line of passengers behind me. He waved his hand. Just go. I can check my bags? I squeaked. Yes, please just go. I felt like the world's biggest failure as I boarded the 15-hour flight to Milan. The thing is, I'm a spender. I always have been. When I enter a store, it's like a tractor beam draws me to the most expensive items. I like nice clothing. I like to travel. As I was settling into a career in asset management at J.P. Morgan, I still had a ton of debt and bloated expenses. Rent, student loans, saving for a wedding. Everything was a priority, except for the most important thing of all, my future. I was barely contributing to my retirement savings, mainly because I was in my 20s, and I simply could not fathom that one day I would be older and have to rely on that nest egg. It wasn't until my second son was born that I decided I needed to take this retirement thing seriously. I logged into my 401k plan's online planning tool one night and began answering some basic questions. When did I want to retire? How much did I need to live on after?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?